The Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Omid Aleph, six lines from the bottom by the two dots. Gufo Omrev Tanchem Omrev Asi. Tov Eloi Hiskek Vuz Kshom B'Tchias HaMesim. If someone made a mistake and he did not say Mashivu Achomoyed HaGoshem by Tchias HaMesim, and he finished Mune Esrei, Mach Zirin Oy, so you start again from the beginning. She'ei Elo B'Birchus HaShonim, if you left out Sein Talamoto by B'Sein, by Birchus HaShonim, by Baruch Aleinu, you don't start again from the beginning. Why? Because even if you remembered after you finished the bracha Baruch Aleinu, you can still insert it by Shema Tefillah. If someone forgot to mention Atachon Antonu by Atachonin, you don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Why? You can always be Mavdil Alakois afterwards. Based on this brisa, Meisvei state in the brisa as following. Tov loy hiskig vus krom b'tchias ha-meisim. If you did not say mashvuach by tchias ha-meisim, machzir enoisoy. That's like we said before. She'elu b'birchus ha-shonim. If you got to mention Saint Talamot b'birchus ha-shonim b'baruch aleinu, machzir enoisoy. It says clearly you're starting out from the beginning after you finish when I say, and it don't say you inserted by Shemeh Tefillah. V'avdol b'chon adas, ein machzir enoisoy. Like we said before. M'nei she'ochol oim alakois. But like upon him, we see a stira. The first brayse it says Rav Tachum Amar Rav Asi said that she'elu b'birchus hashonim ein machzir enoisoy. Why? Because b'nei she'ochol oim b'shemei tefillah. And here it says she'elu b'birchus hashonim machzir enoisoy. So if you forget to insert the same talamot by Baruch Aleinu, do you starting off from the beginning or do you insert it by shemei tefillah? Zog d'umar loy kasha ha b'yochid ha b'tzibur. There's a difference. When you're davening b'yechidus, so then machzir enoisoy. When you're davening a minyan b'tzibur, so then ein machzir enoisoy. Why? Zog demora b'tzibur, my time eloi, mishum deshomer m'shliach tzibur. The reason is because you can always be yoitzu with the shliach tzibur by having kavona to be moitzu you. So that's why you do not have to start again from the beginning. Frag the Gemara, then the wording in the Gemara doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, "Bipnei sheyochal oimra b'shemei atfilah." That's not the vort. The vort is, "Bipnei sheyochal lishmaya mifliya shliach tzibur." Zog Gemara yochi, "Hi, bipnei sheyochal oimra b'shemei atfilah." You're telling me the reason why you don't have to repeat again if you forgot to insert the same talamotar by Baruch Aleinu is because you can hear it from the shliach tzibur when you're davening b'tzibur. So why does it say b'mnei she'achol oimer b'shemei tefillah? Zog demo b'mnei she'shemei m'shliach tzibur mi'boyalei. It should have said b'mnei she'shemei m'shliach tzibur. That's the ikavod. That's the difference. When you daven b'yechidus, there is no shliach tzibur. When you daven with the tzibur, there is a shliach tzibur. Now the goyin in Imre Noyam is medayik from here that we see. When it comes to Mashvurach Moed HaGoshem, the Gemara doesn't say that Yochal Lishmoy Mibnei Shliach Tzibur. Only from Racha Revias Ve'elach, meaning the Gemara Rishonis, you cannot be Yoiter Shul Shliach Tzibur, he says. Even the Maskonis HaGemara, all we're saying is the difference in Yochal and Tzibur is by Baruch Aleinu, by Racha Revias and onward. But by the Gemara Rishonis, we don't say B'Yochid HaBit Tzibur Mechalek that Mibnei Shliach Lishmoy Mibnei Shliach Tzibur. So we see because the Gemara Rishonis, you cannot be Yoiter Aidei Shliach Tzibur, as there is the Goyen Medayik, only in these Askaras of a Baruch Aleinu, that maybe you can be Yoitza Adei Shliach Tzibur. But Al Kaporim Gemara has a Kasha. You're telling me the difference is, Habi Yochad Abit Tzibur, so the Vart is not Mibnei Shechel Oimra B'Shemei HaTfilah, the Vart is Mibnei Shechel Lishmoi M'Shech Tzibur. Zog Gemara, so Gemara retracts, Ela Idi V'Idi B'Yochid. The two Brises both are talking about the Idavning B'Yechid is not B'Tzibur. And so the Raj B'Taka says, it comes out that the Iker Adin is still true, meaning that b'tzibur yutaka could be yoitza de shliach tzibur. The Gemara Gratis says that we're not talking about that situation, that scenario, because it says b'bnei shechol oimer b'shemei tefillah. But the din is correct, Dr. Rashba, that the din is correct, the din is nishlam b'mkoyma, that you can be yoitza al yedei, if you're mechaven with the shliach tzibur, to be yoitza haskori that you forgot. If you mechaven to be yoitza the hoshman esher, al kaponim. So the Gemara says, but being that the brayser doesn't not say b'bnei she'achol lishmoy m'shliach tzibur, the brayser rather says b'bnei she'achol oimer b'shemei tefillah. So we fall out from this difference of tzibur and yochid. Ela'i divide b'yochid. Both brayser are talking about yochid. So why does one say machzir enoisoy and one not? So Gemara v'loy kasha. It depends when you remembered. If you remember that you forgot to say Saint Talamata before Shemei HaTfilah, so then you can insert it yourself, be Yochid, in Shemei HaTfilah. If you only remembered after you finished Shemei HaTfilah, so then you can't insert it in Shemei HaTfilah anymore. So then Takan Machzir Enoisoy. Now this din of Machzir Enoisoy, when you pass Shemei HaTfilah, Tosis is going to say, is referring to only if you were okaraglov. That means you finished your davening, you were okaraglov, then you machzir enoise, then you start again from the beginning of davening. However, if you're a pashamer tefila, even if you are a pashamer tefila, but if you're not okaraglov yet, so there's a machlokes we showing him, where do you go back to? Tois over here brings that you go back to shamer tefila. Because after all, Shemer Tefillah was the place that you could have inserted the same Talmud Matar. You were already past Shemer Tefillah, but since you were not Oker Raglov, you can go back now to Shemer Tefillah. That's based on, Tosis based on Yerushalmi. However, other Rishonim, the Rajban, the Raiva, they hold that Machzirin Oisoi goes back to Birchas Hashonim, to Baruch Aleinu. Meaning once you're not Oker Raglov, once you're past Shemer Tefillah, so you can't just say it by Shemer Tefillah, you're past that. So once you're going back now, go back to the place where it's originally supposed to be inserted. Why go back to the place where you can be yoitza and also insert it? Once you be, if you're before Shemer Tefillah and you pass Baruch Aleinu, so insert it over there by Shemer Tefillah. But once you pass Shemer Tefillah and you're not Oker Raglov, so then you're going back. You don't stop from the beginning. You go back. Where do you go back to? So the Shulchan Aruch Taka Pasuk is like that in Kuf Yud Zayin, that you go back to Baruch Aleinu, which is the Iker place where you're supposed to insert Birchas Hashanim. There's a big machlokes apoiskim legabe, if let's say a person remembers, so if you remember past Baruch Aleinu, so then you insert in the Shemei Tefillah. What if you remembered by Birchas Baruch Aleinu when you say Baruch Ato Hashem, and before you finish the Baruch of Mevarech Hashonim, you remembered that you didn't say the same Talmud Matar. So over here, there's a Machloikas HaPoiskin. The Bialocha brings, is really based on Ritva in Tainis, the Bialocha brings that you can say Lamdeni Chukecho. That means instead of making it a brochel of atola, you can say lamdeni chukecho. So you're saying baruch atashem lamdeni chukecho, and then you go back to baruch aleinu. Lemaisa, the Moshe in the Chuvas, he has a Chuvah and he says, ein chanami baruch atashem lamdeni chukecho makes it that it's not a brochel of atola because there is such a pasuk, but you're not supposed to say psukim of tehillim in the middle of Shemana Esrei. It's a hefsek be'etzim. True, it's not a brochel of atola because baruch atashem lamdeni chukecho is a pasuk, but you're saying a pasuk of tehillim in middle of Shemana Esrei. That's a hefsek. So it's better not to say Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdein Chukecha. If you said Baruch Ata Hashem, it's better to finish off with Baruch Hashonim. And then insert the same Talmud Matar B'Shmak Aleinu. So you have a Yisodis Tikam Achloikas, the Be'alocha and Remoish and Chuvas, that after you said Baruch Ata Hashem, is it better to say Lamdein Chukecha and then go back to Baruch Aleinu? Or no, it's worse to say Lamdein Chukecha. Because even though it's not a Baruch Levatol in the Shem Hashem, because after all, there's a Pasuk in Tehillim like that, but it's a hefsik because he's saying a Pasuk in Tehillim in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So better say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Bevarech Hashonim, and then insert the Birchas of St. Talamoto, insert it in Shema Kaleinu. Because we don't say Tehillim, meaning Lamdeini Chukecho, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so it's better to insert it in Shema Kaleinu. Tezvir on the bottom brings that Legabre Din of, if you forgot to say Mashu Ruach Mered Gosha Machzir Noisoi, so he says, that's in the Moisak Shomim. Now those that say Moir Atol in the Moisa Kayetz, so that's Nusach Svard, meaning the Mechaber, and also the Goyim Pasuk like that, if you say Moir Atol in the Moisa HaChamo, so if you did not say Mashvur Moir HaGoshem, but in place you said Moir Atol, then Ein Machzirin Oisoi, because you said an Askor of Moir Atol, which is not a Klola, in the Moisa HaShomim. So if a person did not say anything, he left on Mashvur Moir HaGoshem Machzirin Oisoi. But if you're a Maskir, be Moisa HaShomim, the Brocha Moir HaTol, then Ein Machzirin. Zok Tesis. Avalim hiske tal afi moisak shomim ein machzirin oisei. Lekach yesh bnei odem shomim kol shah tal mitoch shem regilim. Im kem bi moisak shomim im shocha moed ageshem. So pshat is if you forgot to moed ageshem, ein machzirin oisei, because you can assume that he said moed atol. So that's why ein machzirin oisei, even in the moisak shomim, if he left out mashibuch moed ageshem. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omer Rav Tanchum, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Shuben Levi, Tov lo hiske shel Rosh Chodesh ba'avoyda. If he did not say, Yalav Yodav by Ritzei, Choyzel avoyda. You go, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to Ritzei. Niska ba'avoyda, if you remember in the middle of Moedim, Choyzel avoyda, you go back to Ritzei. B'sim Shalom, if you remember by Sim Shalom, Choyzel avoyda, you still can go back to Ritzei. V'im Siyem, but if you finish davening Shemoneh Esrei, Choyzel aroish, you have to start again davening from the beginning. Now, this din of Choyzel L'Roish, if you forget Yalav Yovoi, is only by Shachris and by Mincha. If someone forgot to say Yalav Yovoi by Ma'ariv, then you're not Choyzel L'Roish, you don't daven again, because Ein Mekachin is a Chodesh B'Laila. Tois over here says, Tov L'Hiskesh Chodesh B'Avoida, Choyzel L'Avoida. This din that you Choyzel, you go back to Ritzei, so Tois says that this din
is v'halochas gzalis pirish dafka biyochid, meaning the whole din of going back from the beginning or going back from Ritzei, is only when you daven biyachidus. Aval betzibur ein choizer. By tzibur you don't have to be choizer. Why? Bibnei sheshoyim mishliach tzibur. You can be yoytzer with the shliach tzibur that repeats from the esrei and hear yalav yava being said by him. However, there's a condition. You have to hear every single word that the chazan says to be yoytzeh shemei ha'koina, and he has to have kavanah to be yoytzeh you. Even though you're a baki, because that which we say that the chazan is only moitzi the ain't a baki, it's moitzi a baki too. Even though over there it says that it's only amshel besodas that are onus, mashenkein someone who doesn't daven at all, not that's dafka because he didn't daven, but someone who made a mistake, the chazan could be moitzi. But kaponim, you have to have kavanah to be lotzeis, and he has to be kavanah to lohoitzi. So tesis at the end, v'uadin l'chol dove shemachzir noisoi. Anytime you machzir noisoi, if you hear it from the beginning till the end of the Shliach Tzibur, you're Yoitzer. Now, the dentist finishes off, Rav, Ram Posak, Davke Shochel Haske Shochodesh. Aber Shochach Broche Shleima, Dem Machzir in Oysa, Veni Yoitzer Bishmios Mishch Tzibur. He's machalik between forgetting a Askora like Roshchodesh, or forgetting a ganze Broche. Omitting a whole Broche, that you can't suddenly, let me be Yoitzer Adesh Shliach Tzibur. Then you're a Bok, you should daven yourself, you Machzir in Oysa. But if you just forgot the Askora, then if you taka have Kavona to be Lotzis from beginning to end, and the Chazin has Kavona Lohoitzi, you can be Yoitzer Adesh Shliach Tzibur. As I stay in Toises. Lemaisa, the Mishabur and other poets came, he brings B'Shem Achroinim and Kufchav Dalad, Mem, he brings the Bezmana Zeh, that we cannot be mechaven to hear every word from the Shliach Tzibur mitchilav atzoif, so it's better to daven ourselves again, and that's what we taka do. If the person forgot yalav yove b'shachis and by mincha, he davens again machzir in oisoi if he finished with esrei, and we don't just rely on being soimich on the shatz. Meikere than you could, but lemaisa you have to be mechaven mitchilav atzoif, and that the achronim say bizman hazeh is very hard.
Zok the gemara weiter. Omar Rav Popa b'reid Rav Acha ba'ade. That which we said, that if you finish davening Shmona Esrei and you forgot to say Yalav Yovoi by Avoida by Ritzei, you choizel roish lo yamoron elo she okaraglov. Meaning you totally finished Shmona Esrei, you were me oikaraglaim, you took 3 steps back. Avaloi okaraglov, but if you're still oimid lefnei Hashem, you did not take 3 steps back yet, choizel Avoida, it's still considered that you're in the middle of davening. That's considered be'emtza tefillah, and you can go back to Ritzei. Omalei menolach ho, where do you know this from? Omalei, me Abba Mori, Shmieli, I heard it from my father. Va Abba Mori, my father heard it from Rav.
Zog di Gemara. Om Rav Nachem by Yitzchok, hod Amoron, that which we said, Okar Agav Choyzel Roish, that if you made an Akir Seklaim, you finish when Esri, you took 3 steps back, you start from the beginning, is loy Amoron, elo she'eino rogi loy metachnunim achat filosoi.
That means, someone who is not ruggled to say, we say tachnunim elekayin etzor, before we take 3 steps back. But in this listen, the Gemara is saying, there was a minute to say tachnunim elekayin etzor even after 3 steps back. Some people say elekayin etzor after yilu rotzin. So there's yilu rotzin they insert, that's like a gemar. But akoponim, the Gemara is now going that loyamoron, that you are not ruggled to say tachnunim achat filosa even after your oikir aglayim. If someone is rogel to say tachnunim even after oraglov, so then it's considered that he's still in the midst of davening, even though he's oraglayim, because he usually says tachnunim at this point. So choizel avoida, he can still go back to Ritzei, as long as he did not finish saying tachnunim, even if he read with oraglov, because as long as he's still in the middle of davening, he go back to Ritzei.
Zok de Gemara, so that's one lishner.
Ikad amri, there's another lishner that says om rav nachem by Yitzchok. Hodamo, and that which we said, kiloi okaraglov, that as long as you're not oikaraglaim, choizel avoida, you go back to avoida, loyamoron, elo, shirogaloi metachnunim acht filosoi. That's only when someone usually says tachnunim before he's oikaraglaim, after his tefillah, before akirs aglaim, so then we say that loy okaraglov, you choizel avoida, because you're in the midst of still saying tachnunim. But if he finishes davening, even though he did not take 3 steps back, and doesn't usually say elkainetzor, doesn't usually say tachnunim elkainetzor lishanimero, the different tachnunim that we say, and since he doesn't usually say those tachnunim, then choizel leroish, according to the second lishner, even if you're not oker aglayim, because once you finish your tefillah, it's considered like you're oikamim koimoi, and according to this lishner, you choizel leroish. Even if you did not take 3 steps back.
So it comes out of your Yesodistik and Afkamida between the two Lishnas.
According to the first Lishna, meaning if someone is Okar Aglov and he usually says Tachnunim, so according to the first Lishna, he's Choyzel Avoida because he still usually says Tachnunim even though he's Okar Aglov. According to the second Lishna, he's Choyzel Reisha Tfila. And likewise for Kerah too, if he was not Okar Aglaim and he usually does not say Tachnunim, so according to the first Lishna, he goes back to the Avoida. Why? Because he wasn't Okar Aglaim, even though he doesn't say Tachnunim. But Lamaise is not called the end of davening because he wasn't Oikar Glayim. According to the second Lishna, Yechoyzel Reisha Tvila. Because since he's not Rogel, Loima Tachnunim, so even though he wasn't Oikar Glayim, so merely you go back to the beginning of Shemini Esrei, it's considered the Gemar because you don't usually say Tachnunim at this point. That's how some of the Rishonim learn up the Nafkaminin, the two Lishnas, how it would come out according to both Lishnas, the Nafkaminas. Now, Tosis over here, Lamaise brings that the Rif, Paskin like the second Lishna, that if someone forgot to say Yalav Yov and he finished his davening, so it depends. If he finished, if usually he says Tachanunim and he wasn't Oiker Aglayim, so it's Choyzel Otzrei. And if he's not Rogel Loime Tachanunim, then he goes back to the beginning of davening, even though he wasn't Oiker Aglayim yet. And if it's Oiker Aglayim, then he's Choyzel at the beginning of davening, even though he usually says Tachanunim. That's Alamaisa, the Rif Paskins, and the Rambam and other Rishonim Paskin. And the Pella is, the Achronim asked the Kasha that Tfilah Be'etzim is only Midrabonon. Even according to the Rambam, that Ikechiv Tfilah Zeraisa, but to be Maskeh Me'oira, meaning Yalav Yovoi, that's for sure only Midrabonon. So Bezoi, why do we Paskin L'chumah like Lishna Basra? You should Paskin L'kula like Lishna Kama and not require to be Choyzel L'Roish again. So why do we Paskin like Lishna Basra, which is more Machmir if it's Adrabonon Dikadin? Azoi Fregen the Achronim. Then he zokt the Rabbi Yehuda in the Tzlach, and he says as follows. He says, the reason why we paskan like Lishna Basra that Yechoyzel L'Roish, because if you're going to go like Lishna Kama and Yechoyzel L'Ritzei, so then it'll end up being that the last three brachas that you're doing again from Ritzei, the first time around was Bracha L'Vatola, because you're repeating those again. That's not a Ganzer Shemoneh Esrei you're repeating, you're only repeating from Ritzei and onward. That means you were up to the end of davening. And Yechoyzel L'Roish, Yechoyzel L'Ritzei now, that means from Ritzei and onward was a Bracha L'Vatola retroactively. Because you're going back to Ritzei and you're repeating it. So the first time around was L'Vatola. So it ends up being a Chumra. You don't want to Paskin like that. So that's what we Paskin like Lishna Basra. That you start again from the beginning. So it won't be a Bracha L'Vatola at all. Because in the end you're doing the second Tefillah, the whole Tefillah again. The whole Tefillah again is never a Bracha L'Vatola. Because you can always have in mind that you're doing a Ganzer Tefillah B'Teres Nedova. So B'Teres Nedova, that's what we're showing in Paskin like the second Lishna that you Yechoyzel L'Roish in order to save and prevent a Bracha L'Vatola. Because going back to Ritzei would connote, would imply retroactively L'Mafreya that the first round that you set from Ritzei onward to the end was Bracha L'Vatola and you're doing it now again from Ritzei. Mash Enkein, L'Choyzel L'Roish, you can always do B'Teres Nedova, you're doing it Tfilah Shleima, so there's no Chashash of Bracha L'Vatola, and that's why the Rishonim in Paskin like Lishna Basra, even if Tfilah is the Rabbonon. It's not Pshat L'Chumra, it's going to save and prevent a Bracha L'Vatola. Azoi Zog the Noiri Bihuda in a Sefer Tzlach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Ha'oysa Tfilosei Kva, Ein Tfilosei Tachnunim. If someone makes his Tfilah Kva, the Gemara didn't explain yet what that means. The Mishnah said a Loshon of Kva, then Ein Tfilosei Tachnunim. Zog the Gemara, Mai Kva, what does it mean? You make a Tfilah Keva, what does that mean? Om Rabbi Yanka Baridi, Om Rabbi Yishia Kol She Tfilosei Doim Olof Kamasui. His Tfilah is like a burden, it's a Masui, it's a heavy load on me. I gotta be done with the Tfilah like a Masui. So, davening just lots is the chayvosa, lots yoytze zayin. So then, it's considered ein tefilosei tachnunim. The Eibush is not going to accept this tefillah as a tachnunim that a person davens for the Eibush. Zokma rabbonon amri rabbonon say kol mishena oim rabbeloshen tachnunim. If you don't say your tefillah betachnunim, you don't say it slowly. You don't say it as if you're mevakish rachamim pamelach without rushing. So then, it's considered that it's not. That's a chisaron of keva. Zokma another pshat, a third pshat. Rav Yosef Amitavayu kol she'en yochel chadish b'dovar. If you can't be mechadish something in your bakoshes, if everything is by rote, you're doing the same exact thing every single day. That gufa means that it's not tachnunim. Then it's like kavua. It's kva loshen kavua. It's not being mechadish anything. Zok the Gemara Omer Rab Zera ani yechunel lechadusha be milsa. I could be mechadish something in my tefillah. Umistafina dama matrino. But I'm scared. I'm hesitant to be mechadish in my tefillah. Why? Because if I'm being mechadish in my tefillah, I will not remember where I'm holding, and it'll be gurim, a hefsek will be gurim, that I'll lose place of track of my mind and my train of thought. So I'm not being mechadish dover, even though I could be mechadish dover. So Mela, it can't be that's the pshat is in oisit tefillah kva, meaning that you're supposed to be mechadish dover. No, he says you're not supposed to be mechadish dover, because I'm from experience, I'm showing that mistafina dama metrido. So it's not a good thing to mechadish dover. That doesn't make it a oisit tefillah tachnunim. Zok ma another pshat abay baravin v'rabchinin baravin amitavayu kol she'en mispalalim dimdu mechama. If you don't daven with dimdu mechama, meaning when the sun is red in the sky, meaning by shachas it means by neitzachama. So Rashi im neitzachama and tefillas mincha im shkia sachama. It means by the end of the day, before shkia, that's the ideal time of davening mincha before shkia, and the ideal time of davening shachas by neitzachama. Dom Rav Chiya Barabba, Om Rav Yechon, mitzvah lispalul im dimdu mechama, the mitzvah to daven with dimdu mechama. Vom Rav Zera Mai Kora, where do we see this in the pasuk? So the Mora yira'ucha im shemesh. It says in the pasuk, Yiru'ucha im shemesh v'lefnei o'reach dor dorim. Yiru'ucha im shemesh is referring to shachris b'yanetz v'lefnei o'reach, and before the o'reach, before tseisa o'reach, before the coming out of the moon, meaning tefillas mincha is dor dorim. That's how it should be l'doros. That means before shkia zachama. Zog di gemara layet alo b'marove aman matzim dimdu mechama. In Marov in Eitz Yisrael, they were mekal someone who davened mincha so close to shkia. Why? My timer, dilma mitra for loshaito. You might forget, and you might be nenas, and you might wait for the last minute, and you'll miss man mincha. So mele, that's not the pshat of davening in shkia sacham mincha. That is not the ideal time. That's not what the Gemara is saying. That ha'isa tefilose keva. That's not what should be done, because you might miss this man. Zok the Gemara, Reb Shua Oimel, Hamalach b'makom sakona. If someone now walks in a makom sakona, till now we had tefillas havineinu. Now the Mishnah said a tefillah of ktzora. Hamalach b'makom sakona, mispalal tefillah ktzora, yidavin a tefillah ktzora. B'chol pasha se'ibur, the Mishnah said, Yiu tzorcheichem, tzorcheim lefonecho, abocha, tashem shemea tefillah. Zok the Gemara, what does it mean, my pasha se'ibur? What is this pasha se'ibur referring to? Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Ma'uk, v'afilu b'shoshatim ismal aleim evro. Ibur is a lashon of kas, even at the time when Abish is kavayochol angry at Kal Yisrael. Ki isha ubara, like a woman that is fully pregnant, so she's meleya with her ubar. So the Abish is molly kas. You call tzorcheim lefonecha, meaning the Abish should still realize all our needs and all our tzrochim and have rachmonis and be merachem on us. Zog the Gemara. Ike de Amri, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Ma'uk, v'afilu b'shoshim, oivim al divet Teira. Even when Kalei Shol is oivim divet Teira, still, you call tzorcheim lefonecho, de'ebish shav rachmonos on us. Zog mo ton rabonon. Hamahalach b'mokim gedudei, chai v'listim, if someone walking in a place of dangerous animals and listim, mispala tefila k'tzora, and it's time for tefila, so yidavna tefila k'tzora, ve'ezu tefila k'tzora, rabbi Yazo oima, as retzoim cho b'shamayim imal. Meaning, do your rotzim b'shamayim imal. Meaning, do what's good for us. And give us a nachas ruach on below, even if we're not deserving. V'atoy b'necho asei, boch at Hashem shemei tefilo. Rabbi Shua Oimel, the nusach of the tefilah is a little different. Shema, shavas, amch Yisrael, v'ase mehero bakashosom. Hear the cries of Kal Yisrael, and fulfill their needs. Boch at Hashem shemei tefilo. Rabbi Lozer Reb Tzodik Oimel, shema, tzakas, amch Yisrael, v'ase mehero bakashosom. Not shavas, but he says the lashon of tzakas amcho beisol. A different lashon, not shava, but lashon of tzako. And these are two different lashonis of tefillah. Zok di gemara weiter. Acherim oimrim, tzorche amcho yisrael merubim, v'daitom k'tzoro. Yirotzem lufanecha Hashem alakenu, shitin l'chol echad v'echad b'kdev ha'nososoy, u'chol gviyo v'gviyo deimach soiro. Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemea Tfilo. Meaning, Tzorech Am Yisrael Amarubim, we have so many needs. V'daitom Ktzoro. V'daitom Ktzoro. We don't have a mindset to be mefarish, to explain and to proclaim and to explain and delve and go into our Tzorechim and be mevakish from the Eibishter. So you got some of an echo, she titn cholechot echot ktepa nososoi, chol gvia gvia de machsoiroi, borat Hashem shemet filo. Zog di gemara om ravuna, haloche kacherim, the aloches like acherim. This is the tefillah ktsoga, like the acherim just said. Now, the Meiri says that even though the gemara says haloche kacherim, if you davened any of the other tefillah ktsogas that are mentioned in the gemara, you also yotze tefillah ktsoga. Zog di gemara, the last gemara, omale Eliyahu. Eliyahu Anovi said to Rav Yehuda, achud Rav Salah Chasido, the brother of Rav Salah Chasido, loy tirtach v'loy techti. Don't get angry and you won't sin. Because if a person gets angry, through anger you come through sin. Loy tirve v'loy techti. Don't drink too much wine and become shikah v'loy techte. And then you vayta, you won't sin. Because when a person becomes a shikah, he's boli decheit. Ukshata yoytze l'derech. When you go on your travels, you go on the road, he molech b'koincho. Ask reshus from the Eibishter. V'tzei, and only then go out and travel on your journey. Zog di gemara, this is tefillas aderech. Mai hi molech b'koincho v'tzei. What does it mean to ask reshus from the Eibishter before you leave? Om Rav Yankov, Om Rav Chizda, zu tefillas aderech. Tefillas aderech is a netilas reshus that we ask from the Eibishter before we take our travels and our journeys. So the Tzach Bavorns, interestingly, if it's a netilas reshus, how do we know that the Eibishter gave us reshus? Zog di tzlach, based on the gemara lein and daf lamadala, the gemara says, im shgura tefillas b'fiv, then you know that your tefillah was niskabel. So likewise over here, if your tefillah saderech gegangen ging, if it flowed, if you said it correctly without any hesitations, so then you know it's niskabel, and then you have the netilas reshus. Zog di gemara, what is tefillah saderech? V'om Rav Yankov, v'om Rav Chizda, kol yoytzel aderech, tzoch lispal tefillah saderech. My tefillah saderech, what's tefillah saderech? Yirotzim ofanecho Hashem alikai, shetolichenu l'sholoim, v'satzidenu l'sholoim, v'sismechenu l'sholoim, v'satzileini, mikav kol oye v'oire baderech, v'sishach brocha b'maisi yodai, v'sitneini, l'chein, u'lechesed, u'lerachem imbeinecho v'enecho roi, boruch ato Hashem, shemea tefilo. Zog di gemara, omer Abaya, Abaye said as follows. Oilom, lo oilom leshatef inish nafshe b'hadit tzibura. A person should always be meshatef himself together with the tzibur, meaning don't daven b'loshen yochid, tzatzileini, but rather b'loshen tzibur. So like this, the tefillah is more nishmas. Hey, chinemi, what should you say that you meshatef with the tzibur? Zog demo, yirotam ofanecha Hashem alekenu, shetoylicheinu l'shalom, v'satzideinu l'shalom. Not a loshen yochid, but rather loshen rabim, so the tefillah will be niskabel more. We'll stop over here. Daf Lamed Aleph on the top. Three lines from the top. Emas Matzli. We'll go into the sugi of Tfilas Aderech.